You know, waiting is no fun. Over the next few weeks, children waiting on the coming of Christmas keep asking, how much longer, how much before Santa comes? So it is with the people of God. The Old Testament concludes with the people of Israel waiting for the Messiah to come. The New Testament concludes with the followers of Jesus awaiting for his return. And now more than 2,000 years later, here we are, still waiting. Think of nations waiting for their rulers to die. Oppressors, oppressed people waiting for a deliverer who will lift the yoke of tyranny. Think of all the ordinary people waiting this weekend at the airport. Flights canceled. Those on the East Coast who can't get from one point to the other because of the snowstorms. Think of people crowding the emergency rooms or customer service or tomorrow morning the Social Security office. Have you noticed how society has become one big waiting room? So in the meantime, we have to look for some good news. What are the directions that God sends to us for those of us who wait? The first direction is be patient. Jesus was as explicit as he could be. What did he say? No one knows when the Son of Man shall return. He will come like a thief of the night. No one knows. I know it's a good box office among some Christians to always be looking for signs of the end of times. Have you noticed how some preachers preach on nothing else? In a way, this is a big push in trying to rush God. And the danger in constantly looking toward the sky is you and I will ignore the responsibilities we have right here on planet Earth. There's a story about a little boy who had returned from his first 2 weeks of summer camp. He showed his mother his two badges he had won, one for making improvements in swimming, the other for naming the most birds on a nature hike. But there was a third ribbon in his pocket, signifying a third prize. And Mom asked about it. Oh, Mom, I got that thing for having neatest packed bag when we were ready to come home. I'm proud of you, son, Mom said. Oh, no big deal, Mom. I never unpacked in the first place. If we are constantly looking for God to right the roads wrong, someday in this great cataclysmic conclusion to life on Earth, the truth is you and I may never unpack our bags. We must realize that it is here and now that God has placed you and me. Our main business is not to see what lies far, far away in the distance, but to look what's right around us, what lies close at hand. So in addition to becoming patient, the second mission is to be faithful. To be faithful and to be faith-filled. Here you might remember the ancient poem by Homer called the Odyssey. It's the story of Odysseus who traveled the world pursuing many adventures. Meanwhile, back at home, his beautiful bride Penelope was being pursued by various suitors trying to take advantage of Odysseus' 20-year absence. Well, in order to keep these suitors at bay, Penelope announced that when she finished weaving a particular garment, she would choose among the persistent suitors. But there was something the suitors did not know. Each night, Penelope undid the stitches that she put in during the daytime, and so she remained faithful to Odysseus until he returned. My point is, friends, that is our call. Our call to be faithful. Faithful to God, to God's word, to God's commands, to God's expectations. To be faithful when we wait for Jesus. We are his body in the world. You and I are called to do his work. And thankfully, our church has been serving the world in Jesus' name for 2,000 years. And many of the beautiful labors of love, works of charity, are evidenced because of the faith-filled people of God. And we have some beautiful opportunities this season, the Giving Tree, as we share our resources with St. John Christian Service in North End Soup Kitchen. We have the baby shower coming for baby Jesus, bringing a gift for a newborn child served through Heartbeat of Greater Flint, or for their moms, a special care item for them. And of course, we have the national offering for our retired sisters and religious who in their retirement years need our help because they don't have Social Security. So there are many ways we can continue the work of Christ. It's called being faithful in word and deed. Finally, after being patient, being faithful, be prepared. Be prepared for the Lord's coming. Be prepared if he should come today. Be prepared at any cost, for we simply do not know what tomorrow may bring. Friends, nothing is more unpredictable than the future. There is so much you and I don't know about all the things that matter most. And only predictions can only be based on current knowledge. So close to home, this may be the time, or may not. It's certainly the time to take stock of our lives. Is our house in order? Are we living each moment as if it were the last moment? Are we doing the good that we should do? Are we showing the love that we should give? Are we living up those commitments that we should make now and not tomorrow? As John Ruskin, the author, once put it really beautifully, let every dawn of morning be to you as the beginning of life. And let every evening setting sun to you as its close. Then let every one of these short lives live its sure record of some kindly deed done for another. And so, what lesson can we take at the beginning of a brand new year? Be patient, be faithful, be prepared.